Holy God.
Blog right. Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We adore you. We bless you this morning. Oh, God, we thank you that you are near us, oh, God, and that we can call on your name, that we are your children, and that you love us so much, oh, God. We just bless you this morning. We honor you as king. We honor you as the great potentate. We honor you as our shepherd. We honor you, Lord God. Oh, we exalt you. Oh, God, we lift up the name of Jesus. We said, your word says, if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. So this morning, we thank you, Lord God, that you are drawing us all to you. Closer walk with thee, granted, Jesus, is our plea. This morning, Father, we just thank you for keeping us from all evil. We thank you, Lord God, for sanctifying us through your word of truth. Oh, God, let us be one with our brothers and sisters in the world, that the world might believe that we have been sent by you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that our heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved. Oh, God, let us be counted worthy of the calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith with power. Let your word have free course in our lives, oh, God. Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the name of Jesus, in the knowledge of Jesus. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we might know the hope of our calling in you, Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your riches and glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe. Strengthen us, O God, with your mighty spirit. O God, strengthen our inner man in the name of Jesus. And we just bless you right now. We come to honor you. You are the King of glory. You are great and mighty. Let Christ dwell within our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by faith. And let us be rooted and grounded in love. And let us comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height of your love. Let us know the love of Christ, which passes all understanding, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Lord, do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to your power that works in us. Let utterance be given to us that we might open our mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Let our love abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, O God. Let us approve things that are excellent, that we might be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. Let us know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Let us be filled with knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we might be walking worthy of you unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Let us be strengthened with all might according to your glorious power. Oh, Lord God, we thank you this morning unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, oh God. Let us stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Let our whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, give us peace by all means, and be with us, O God. We thank you that you won't ever leave us nor forsake us. We make supplication, intercession, and we give thanks for all men and leaders in our nation and in our church, that they might lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. We receive multiplied grace and peace through the apostolic anointing. And we bless and honor you this morning. Truly you are King. Truly you are our Lord, our Shepherd. Nobody is greater than you. You are holy in all your ways. And Lord, we thank you this morning that as we move forward on Bible Story Land, we thank you that your joy is our strength. And we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing for everyone of us and those we represent on Bible Storyland. Have your way in us like never before. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we call on you, the mighty King, this morning. Have your way, have your way. We surrender all. We surrender all to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, welcome to Bible Storyland. We thank you for being with us this morning. We ask the Lord to give you a God-filled day that you may know him in a greater way than you've ever known him before, that he would strengthen you. So, Father, we bless and honor you, and we thank you for the families everywhere. Oh, God, give us peace in us, peace in our families. Move by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Have your way this morning in us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, Karen Artell is going to play a song of praise this morning. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Caritha. I'll do what in my God we serve.
All right. Thank the Lord. God we serve. We serve the only true and living God. He is all-powerful, almighty. Have you tried him? Have you tried him? He's true. He's faithful. He's the mighty. So we praise the Lord this morning for his goodness. He didn't have to save us, but he didn't have to create us. He did. He didn't have to protect us, but he did, and he always does. He didn't have to provide for us, but he did, and he always does. Our Father loves us so much that he sent Jesus to die for you, and yes, you, and you, and me, and for our families, and for the whole world. What great love the Father has for us. Greater love has no man has for us. The Lord has great love for his people. Jesus willingly gave his life for us. Let us always show gratitude and thanksgiving for our King. Whosoever offereth praise glorifieth the Father. And whosoever offereth his conversation aright will show the salvation. Will God show us his salvation? Let's offer unto him and pay vows to the Most High God. Come, let us make a joyful noise unto our God. Sing forth honor and praise of his name. Make his praise glorious. Today is joyful praise day. Let's praise our God with songs of praise. So we're thanking God this morning. I'm going to ask someone to mute their phone. There's like an echo in the background. So mute your phone if you will. I appreciate you very much. God bless you. All righty. Well, I got a call this morning from my sister in the Lord, Minister Donna Hawkins. She's in another city, and we're lifting her and her family up for traveling mercy and grace. And this morning we're going to say a prayer for her mother-in-law and her mother and her family. So, Father, this morning we thank you for Minister Donna Hawkins, who's faithful to be on with us weekly. And we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for her family. We lift up Mother Hawkins Mother Henderson, oh God. And we thank you for those great women who've been on the battlefield a long time. We thank you for keeping them healthy. Heal their body. Touch every infirmity in their body and remove it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You're awesome. You're mighty. Nothing is impossible to you. And, Father, not only those two mighty women of God, but we lift up the elderly this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in their lives. Oh, God, provide for every need. Protect them. Oh, God. Oh, Father, meet every need, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you are the holy God, the almighty Father. Nothing is impossible to you. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for blessing this family. Give them traveling mercy, grace. Give them favor from on high. We bless you this morning. We praise your name. We honor you as the King of Kings, the almighty Father. We know that nothing is impossible to you. So have your way this morning in Jesus' name. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being on.
Yes, ma'am. We're in Kansas City, Missouri. It's supposed to be 70 degrees this morning, and well, today. And we're just in a beautiful, beautiful hotel. We're at the Westin Crown Center.
Amen, amen. I'm going to see if my jet can bring me there real quick.
All right. It's nice.
Will you be able to sing this morning?
I sure will, if you don't mind. I'll sing I Woke Up This Morning With My Mind Stayed on Jesus.
Amen, hallelujah.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The devil don't like it when your mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, devil don't like it when your mind is stayed on Jesus. The devil don't like it when your mind is stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. There ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I love that song, Minister Donna. Thank you so much. And I appreciate
God bless you. I love you.
Huh?
I love you.
Love you too. Thank you for taking time out your busy schedule this morning. Bless you and your family.
Thanks.
Amen, amen. Well, this morning we are looking for Minister Stacy. Are you on? Press 1, Minister Stacy. All right, I don't see her on yet, but I'm sure she and the girls will be on. Briefly. All right. Well, I thank God for each of you this morning. You know, we serve a great God, and we got to keep our mind stayed on him. We don't know which way to go, and we don't keep our mind on the Lord. We going to put our mind on that other critter. You know that critter? We got to either keep our mind stayed on the Lord or on Beelzebub, and we don't want our mind on him. No, we keep our mind fixed on the Lord, our eyes fixed on him, fastened on him, thinking of him when we get up in the morning, thinking of him morning, noon, and night without hesitation. As soon as we wake up, we say, Lord, thank you. You woke me up again this morning, started me on my way. So keep our mind stayed on the Lord. I thank the Lord this morning for each of you being on with us. And, you know, I want to share something with you. You know, God wants to set us free this morning. And you know what he wants to set us free from? Wrong thinking and wrong mindset. Vain imagination. What is some wrong thinking that we have? Even wrong actions. Wrong thinking brings about wrong actions. So, you know, many people, even children, and the children of God as well. Sometimes we have wrong mindsets. We've been taught these different things from children. So many people think this is one of the wrong mindsets, that everything they think is right just because they thought it. Oh, no, that's the way it is. Trust me, I'm guilty. Everything we think is right. No, it's not. Everything I think isn't right. We argue our point. We know we're right. Proverbs 21:2 says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the heart. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the ways thereof leads to death. Proverbs 3:5-8 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It should be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. We make assumptions, number two. This is our wrong mindset. We make assumptions about God. We assume because we're God's children, we know his mind. We say, oh, I know God. I know him. But do we really? We feel it's okay if we think, you know, to think that if we do this or if we do that, God's going to forgive us for these things. You know, if we tell a lie, we think, oh, yeah, God going to forgive me. He just going to forgive me. God says, I hate and abhor lying by thy law. He loves truth, and he wants us to tell the truth. Take time. Take something. When we take something that don't belong to other, that don't belong to us, stealing. You know, sometimes I do it. I'm someplace and pen, ballpoint pens are available. I pick them up, don't return them. Lying, stealing, disobedient to the laws of the land. You know, we walk, we see cars coming and say, they better wait for me. They better not hit me. I'm a pedestrian. Yeah, we disobey the laws of God. Sometimes we park in places we shouldn't. You know, I talk about big criminal things. I'm talking about small things. Sometimes God come to change our mindset, to give us the right mindset. So the devil won't have room to say, you know what Sister G did? Look here, Father, she did this. And point, I don't want to give him no room to point the finger. So these are wrong mindsets. If I disobey God, we're not to disobey God. You could say, I know God told me to do this, but I ain't feel like it. So, you know, I never get around to doing it. You know, you wonder sometimes, why am I not moving forward in the Lord? You got to backtrack and ask him. Say, Lord, did I miss something? Where am I not doing? Why am I stopped in this place? Backtrack. Ask him. What is it, Lord? Ephesians, the other thing, I'm sorry, is cussing. You know, we think it's okay. We say, whoops, that slipped. You know that cussing demon? You know, you hear them young mothers all the time cussing their young children, cussing their babies. Sit down, you so-and-so. You old so-and-so. It's everyday language to them. They don't even think about it. It just come out their mouth. Ain't slip. It's part of their everyday language. God don't want his children cussing. We bring curses on ourselves for all these different things, wrong mindsets. Ephesians 4:25, wherefore putting away lying, speak every man the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. You know, we think we're getting away with things. You may tell your friend, oh, God, girl, I was so busy, or, you know, man, I couldn't make it because I had to do. And those are lies. You ain't telling the truth, so we got to tell the truth. Ephesians 4:28. Now, I ain't just talking to you. I'm talking to me, too. Ephesians 4:28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands and thinking which is good, that he might have to give rather than take. Obey the laws of the land. 2 Corinthians 10:5 through 6, casting down vain imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Genesis 12:3, and I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you, and in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So we have to remember to bless the Lord. Proverbs 6:18, a heart that devises wicked imagination, feet that are swift to run into mischief. No, God wants us to be obedient in all things to him. We have to lay down old mindsets and have a spiritual mind, a mind to obey him. Let's begin with this word in Joshua 1:8. You know, it says, let not this book of the law depart from your mouth, but meditate on it day and night. That means in the morning, in the afternoon, all day long. Meditate upon the word of God and do everything that's written in it. Obey it. You know, when you see something, you know, you say, oh, that's not for me. Yes, it is. That's for you and for me, too. When we meditate on it, then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. You wonder why we're not moving forward? Because we're disobedient. We must obey God. Let's all repent this morning. So, Father, we just come to you this morning thanking you for your word. Your word is holy. Your word is honorable. And, Lord, even as we pray your word this morning, we ask you to forgive us. Creating us a clean heart. Psalms 51, have mercy on us, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquity and cleanse us from our sins. For we acknowledge our transgressions and our sins are ever before us. Against thee only have we sinned and done these things in your sight. Against thee only have we done these things. That thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, we were shapen in iniquity, and in sin did our mother conceive us. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou makest us to know wisdom. Purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us to hear the joy and gladness, that the bones which we have broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from our sins and blot out all our iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation. And uphold us with your free spirit. Then will we teach transgresseth thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver us from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of our salvation, and our tongue shall sing of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouths shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else will we give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then thou shalt be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks unto thine altar, O Lord. So we thank you this morning for hearing our prayer, for cleansing us of all unrighteousness. We bless the Lord this morning for each of you. I thank God for you all being with us this morning on Bible Storyland. So we are moving right along. It's just about time for the word. We're thanking God for the word this morning, the word of the Lord. So, you know, his word is true. God is an awesome king. Well, just before our speaker come on this morning, Karen Itell is going to play a song of praise unto our God.
All right, the song I can do is the Lord's Prayer.
Okay, Our Father. For you all this morning. Our speaker this morning is one of my spiritual daughters, but I just want to thank Kara for the songs that she play on Bible Storyland. Those are anointed songs, and that's one of my favorite, Our Father, which art in heaven. So we thank the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. You know, we serve the Almighty Father. And I thank the Lord that he did wake us up this morning. He woke us up, started us on our way. Don't you think your alarm clock woke you up? Oh, no. Father God woke you up this morning. So he is our Father which art in heaven. And I praise the Lord this morning. I thank the Lord for my spiritual daughter. We met a few years ago. It's been quite, I've forgotten how many exactly. But I was in Walmart, and I passed by this her shop where she was working. And as I passed by, the Lord pointed her out to me, so I went in and met her and did what the Lord told me to do. And I tell you what, we have been in contact off and on ever since. I thank God for her family. She lives here in Jacksonville, Florida. She's a woman of God called to do battle against the enemy. And she's also a grandmother, and she is a preacher of the word, anointed to preach the good news of the gospel. She's also an entrepreneur. She has her own business, so I'll let her tell you about that. And even a call-in number where we can call in. So I welcome this morning to the line, Minister. She's a great minister now. Let me tell you something. Sometimes she used to come to church, visit the church where I used to go. She would have that outfit on. So it was no doubt that she was a minister of the Lord. Her name is Minister Keisha Baldwin. Good morning, Minister Baldwin. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. Praises be unto God. Praises be unto God. Good morning to everyone. Sister G, you are such a joy, and I just love you so much. And, yes, we have been in each other's lives for about 6 years. Does it seem that long?
I think so, a little bit more, I think.
It's probably a little bit. I think it's been about 6, 7. I don't know. But to God be the glory anyway. I am very thankful to God because I look at my life and I look at the people that he has centered around me. And God has blessed me where I have the multitude of the people that look over me are God-fearing women, and I thank him for it. And Sister G, you are one of those women, because even last night when you and I talked, the Lord definitely speaks to you because you prayed for me, and we have not talked in a couple of months, and you prayed for me, and you hit it right on the head. So God is using you in a mighty, mighty way. I just thank God for you.
God for you.
Well, this morning I'm going to be speaking about a little bit about praise and worship this morning, and I'm going to be coming to everyone from 1 Peter 2:9. If you have time to turn to that, you know, the title of for this today is Joyful Praise, and that just it's been on my mind pretty much most of the night, because I had to think about praise and what it meant to me. And for me, praise and worship goes right hand in hand. But there's definitely a difference between praise and worship. But we're going to stick with the scripture for right now. And like I said, I'm coming from 1 Peter 2, verse 9. And it states, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of the darkness into the marvelous light." And what that scripture is basically telling us is that, you know, God has specifically chosen us. So one of the things that he has chosen us to do in reference to him is to show praise. And when we show praise, we're giving God thanksgiving for all the things that he has done for us. Now, when we worship him, worship is more, I would say worship is more like when you're surrendering. They do go hand in hand, but praising him and thanking him and giving him honor and exalting him is a little bit different than worshiping him. When you're worshiping him, that's more intimate between you and God, and you have to remove all of your self-worth. But when you're praising him with a loud voice. You're praising him with joy. You're exalting him. You're letting people know that you're giving him thanks, and it's something that should be shared. Not that worship should not be shared, because like I stated, they do go hand in hand. But praise is that outward calling to God, but for being thankful for everything that he has done. The Bible itself, it actually gives us a command to praise him. It commands us to not only just praise him with our voice, but we can praise him with singing, like the minister did earlier today. And the song that she sang, I have a friend online, Sister Angelia Smith, and she texted me and let me know that she just loved that song or whatever. But we can say, we can praise him with our singing. We can praise him in shouting. You know, we can praise him with our dance. You know, it instructs us to praise him with instruments and, you know, continuously giving him honor and glory for everything that he has done for us. The Bible has many, 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 many scriptures. Matter of fact, the whole book of Psalms, which was written by David, talked about him praising. But if when you're reading through that, David even praised God during the terrible times in his life. You know, when he was in the wilderness and hiding, you know, he still, you know, he's like, you know, I wait upon the Lord and I praise him and I exalt him and I give him all the honor and glory in spite of my enemies chasing me. And that's something that we need to be mindful of. Even when things are not going the way that we think that they should go in our lives, we should still have moments of praise throughout the day, because even though this situation may not be exactly what we want it to be, God is still worthy to be praised because he woke us up this morning. Even though my children may not be acting the way that I'm desiring for them to act, I'm going to praise them anyway because and thank him because my children are alive. You know, my financial situation may not be exactly the way I want it to be, but I'm going to give him praise and I'm going to exalt him and honor and glorify him regardless because I'm still here and I'm still able to make effect on things on my financial situation. So there's a scripture in the Bible that I actually could not find, but I know it's in there, and I was looking for it through it for most of the night. But it states that God inhabits the praises of his people. So, like, when you go into service, in the very beginning of the service, and you're getting ready to start your praise and your worship, once you start praising the Lord, he inhabits the praises of his people, so the Holy Spirit is going to come. The Spirit of God is going to be enacted and affected by the praise. So once you start praising him and you praise him with a loud and a joyful voice and you're giving him thanks, that petitions God to move. So when you start, after you're praising him and you start worshiping him, that worship he's not only going to hear it, but he's going to respond to it because you started praising him in the very beginning. So as the Bible stated that God inhabits the praises of his people, it's his praises that gets him to move. And the Bible, it talks about a story with Joseph. When Joseph's brothers took him and threw him in the ditch and, you know, they left him there to die, well, one of the brothers decided to take him out of the ditch and to sell him off to the Egyptians that were coming by so they could make a little bit of money out of him. That brother that did that, his name was Judah, and Judah actually means praise. So it was actually praise that got Joseph out of that pit where he was supposed to die. So in that, all I'm basically letting people know is that if the Bible tells us, and we know that the word of God is true, if the Bible tells us that God inhabits the praises of his people, when we wake up in the morning and before we even step our foot down on the floor and we start, you know, talking to God, the first thing we need to do is say thank you. The first thing we need to do is say thank you, and we need to be able to praise him and honor him and glorify him because he didn't have to call any of us. He did not have to bring us out of Lodabar. He could have kept us right in that dead city, walking around to and fro and being confused or whatever, but we're not. When we wake up in the morning, God loves us so much. He loves us so much that he gives us, number one, sound mind. Thank you, Jesus. Not only does he give us sound mind, he gives us use of our limbs. We thank you, Father God. And so, and not only sound mind, but the wherewithal to even just be able to just deal and just function on a daily basis. The one thing that I have noticed in the world today is everybody is hurting. Everybody's hurting. Everybody's saying everybody's taking a pill for this and taking a pill for that. You know, and I'm not talking about, you know, if you're diabetic or if you have high blood pressure. I'm talking about people are hurting in their heart, and people are seeking peace, and they're seeking seeking something in life that would give them joy. And we are blessed that we know what it is that gives us that joy, who that person is that gives us that joy, and that person is God the Father. So when I praise him not only for the fact that, okay, yes, I have a house, I have a car, but I also have the gift of being able to even acknowledge that God is the God of all gods, that he is almighty, that he is all-powerful, that as long as I'm praising and I'm worshiping him, that in even in all that, you know, as I'm praising and I'm worshiping him. No matter what is happening on the outside, I can thank him. No matter what's happening around me, I can thank him. You know, the people of Israel went up against Jericho. And as they walked around Jericho for those 7 days, one of the instructions that God gave them is that when they got around the seventh time, he told them to shout with a loud voice of praise, and that's what they did. And when they did that, the walls came down. So that's something that we can remember on ourselves, that when we praise him and we thank him for every little thing, I'll be in here, I'll be thanking God for my refrigerator because it's still working. I thank him, you know, for this little stuff, you know, that my air conditioner is working, and when it's hot outside, you know, I even thank God for the rain, you know, because everything around us has a purpose, and there's only but one being that was able to create everything around us, and everything he made is perfect. So the trees are perfect, the grass is perfect, even the wind and the rain and the storms that we get sometimes are perfect for us, because each thing that God does for us serves a purpose in our lives, you know. So I just, you know, my whole thing, you know, what I'm trying to say in a nutshell is that praising God and worshiping him is something that we were created to do from the very beginning, and it's something that we need to be mindful of, and we need to be able to teach each other, and we need to teach our children to always be mindful to thank God. Because I mean, you give praises to people around you. You know, when you're at work and somebody does a good job, you know, people get a pat on the back, you know, oh, you did a good job. So, you know, we praise our children, you know, when they do the right thing, you know, when they get good grades, and, you know, we praise our grandchildren when they're being cute, and, you know, so if we can do that for the people in the world, who are we not to praise the Almighty God who created heaven and earth? You know, all things in between and below and above, he created me, you know, he created you, he created us, you know, and he loves us so much that, you know, people think that living a Christ-like life is not an easy thing to do. It's a process that we go through daily, you know, because we have to be repentant daily, you know, because our flesh gets in the way. But how is it that we should also be thankful to God that he even gives us the wherewithal, that he sustains us and that he keeps us to a point where we don't have to do the things that are wrong anymore, you know, and Sister G, you were talking about being steadfast in the word. When you really read that word and you etch that word in your heart and you're being mindful, you know, change comes. And when change comes, then that's when you really start being mindful of the things of God and being thankful and worshiping and praising him for everything that he does. I thank him. This is just personal, where he's talking about, you know, me having a business. My business has transitioned 3 times since I opened it. I have been in 3 different buildings. And so I was thinking, you know, is this something that I'm not supposed to do? You know, whatever, it kind of caused some little issues in my head, you know, about you know, if I was really doing the right thing. And I didn't realize that even in all the transitions, what I was forgetting to do, you know, is rather I was in the place I wanted to be or going to another place, I failed to praise him for regardless of what was going on or what I was seeing. So the third time that I actually made the move, God moved me in position where I actually could do ministry full time. And so I was so busy looking at the situation and not looking at it through spiritual eyes and being thankful for every little transition that God had given me, that when I really got to where he was trying to take me from the very beginning, I couldn't do nothing but praise him. Because, you know, as a minister, and it's such a gift for me, but as a minister, to be able to do ministry full-time, you know, is such a great gift. I am ever so thankful to God for that. He told me that, you know, the Holy Spirit spoke that to me. Shut my door. The Holy Spirit spoke that to me probably, I don't know, I've been in ministry 16, 17 years. It was years and years ago that he spoke that to me. And as time has gone on, and things have transitioned. That thought did not even cross my mind, but I just thank God that he's always in control, that even when I wake up and my mind isn't necessarily on him at that moment, he brings me back. And once he brings me back and I say, okay, yes, God is in control of the situation, I'm thankful that if God is in control, because if I was in control, I have everything messed up. If we controlled our situations, like some religions say, you know, you can, you know, be a certain way and act a certain way, and the moon start lining up, and when the moon line up, everything in my life line up. I'm beyond that. I'm thankful that I don't have to try to do anything. I'm not in control because I'm imperfect and I'm going to make the wrong decisions. But I thank God that he is in control, and my Savior is around me, and the angels are encamped around me at all times. So since he's in control, I can just step back and I can enter into his rest and be okay and be thankful that, you know, he's keeping me and he's sustaining me. He's directing my path and he's giving me the commandments. And I just, you know, you just have to be mindful and that you are always listening to the Spirit of God. And as Sister G said, the best way to hear him is in reading his word and keeping that direction. So in a nutshell, 1 Peter 2:2, we are peculiar people. We are a chosen generation. We are royal priesthood. We are no longer in Lodabar. And because of that, we have been called upon to give praises to God the Father, the Almighty God, the one and only Almighty God, for everything that he does for us, everything he does for our family, everything he does for our loved ones and people around us. We just thank God, and I praise and I worship him, and I give him all the honor and the glory and praise. Sister G, I thank you so much, and I pray that I said something, you know, to someone to just kind of encourage them. I'm, you know, not into a whole bunch of, I'm not saying trying to teach anybody anything, but just to encourage people and to remind us that first thing you do is when you wake up in the morning is that you give him honor, glory, and praise just for who he is, not just for the things he's done, but just for who he is, which is the Almighty God. Thank you so much. Sister G.
Thank you. Oh, my God, that word was a blessing. Oh, it was encouraging as well. It was full of wisdom. So I thank God for you, Minister Keisha Baldwin. You know, like she said, we got to continually praise God morning, noon, and night. We got to seek his face. We got to ask him for peace. Thank him for everything. Thank him for the refrigerator, like she said. Thank him for, you know, her children, thank him for everything. No matter what situation we face, we got to thank the Lord. So I thank the Lord for that mighty word. And she talked about praise and thanksgiving and, the, you know, just surrendering to God, worship, surrender to him. And Judah means praise. So I thank the Lord as we continually praise him, adore him. He inhabits the praises of his people. So I thank God that he is in the midst of us this morning, because we're praising him, we're honoring him, we're giving him glory and praise. So I thank God for Minister Keisha Baldwin taking time out of her busy schedule this morning to bring the word of God to us. And I mean, you know, many people make great sacrifices to be on with us. So I thank the Lord this morning for what he's doing in each one of us. We thank you so much, Minister Baldwin, for the great words of encouragement.
Yes, Lord. I thank you also. Praise God for you. Praise God for everybody.
I forgot to tell you all, it's because of her that I was able to find out about internet radio. A few years ago, she called me, probably about 6 or 7 years ago, she called me. She said, Mother, I'm going to be on the radio. I said, okay, what station? She said, no, not the box radio. It's the internet radio. So she gave me the number about 2 weeks ahead, and I called her up. I said, well, how am I going to get it? I don't know what station that. She said, no. So I had this mindset, right? I had a mindset about the box radio. I hadn't even heard of internet radio. So anyway, I went on that morning, and I heard her speaking a powerful word. And I've noticed even since then, her word is even more powerful. More powerful.
Praise God.
So I thank the Lord for what he's doing in her and all of us. And you know, hopefully we're not going backwards. We're all moving forward in the Lord. So I just see that God has made in her. I thank God for her. And so I don't even know if I had a computer. I just got one at that time. And since then, the Lord has taught me how to use a computer and how to come on Block Talk Radio and host Bible Storyland. So you are a blessing in my life in more than one way. And I tell you what, everybody on the line is a blessing in my life. I thank God for each of you. And we also have Jackie this morning. Jackie, are you there? Jackie Travis from Jacksonville. She's going to be singing. I know she's been on there a few minutes now. Jackie,
okay.
You there? Good morning.
Yes, darling. Good morning. How are you, Sister G?
I'm doing good. What about you?
Okay, I enjoyed that lady's message and speaking. Oh, man, she spoke on so many things that I've been thinking about. People hurting and everything. It's just, ooh. I said, Lord, I'm glad I called her when she was speaking.
I
know. It was so great. I said, thank you, Jesus. That was in the car to pray. Hallelujah. Because I was so happy. She was thanking God for the refrigerator, thinking that we could still move all our limbs and we had to still in our right mind. I was so happy. I was like, oh, thank you, yes. That's what I do every morning. I thank Him for everything. All the little things that we people forget to thank Him about and everything.
Yes.
We're going home next week, and I'll be in Kentucky with my cousin. Hopefully we'll be able to sing together next Saturday as we'll be there. But I have Rev who's going to sing with me today. I don't know what we're going to say. I just got here. And everything. So we're going to sing.
Again?
What is the day? Children's Day? Or what is the day?
There is Joyful Praise Day.
Joyful Praise.
Joyful.
Uh-huh. This little light.
Thank you so much for bringing that that information about Mr. Harry. It was so interesting to read that.
It really was. It really, really was. It's great. You know, I know they're going on
great.
Home, but they had a great celebration for him to go home. That was great. So Rev and I, we're going to sing together this Saturday, because next Saturday I won't be with him. I will be there in Kentucky to live, nothing happened, and everything goes okay. We will be in Kentucky enjoying the family and everything, and all is going to be my husband's birthday. We're going down for a big birthday celebration. And then my cousin will be back down here the next week. So maybe you, her, and me and her,
Dennis,
you, or
Donna whatever. Hawkins?
Yes. Is she on here today?
Yep, she's on, she's in a conference.
Yes,
I'm
here. And we will be there in April.
Hallelujah.
Oh, no, I'm going to make sure I see y'all this time.
All right.
We'll get together with you, Sister G. We will get together, okay?
All right. Let me know before you come in so I can plan it.
Okay.
All right.
That's great. Okay. We're ready.
Sing, Jackie?
I love to praise Him. I love to praise His name. I love to praise Him. I love to praise His name. I love to praise Him. I love to praise His name. Hallelujah. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. Cause he's my rock. He's my rock, my rock, my rock, my sword and shield. He's a wheel. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. I know he'll never let me down. He's just a jewel. He's just that jewel, Lord, that I have found. Oh, hallelujah.
Trina Bell, she's going to do a prayer also. And Miss Ludell's on with us, so I pray that she's going to sing.
Bless the Lord. Oh, Father, we just glorify and magnify your holy name. And we just thank you for who you are. You are God of the whole earth, and there is none like you. You are the one and only true and living God. And this morning, we take out the time to thank you. We thank you for being created in your image and similitude, your likeness. We thank you, Lord God, for being God redeemed by the blood of your dear Son, the Lamb of God. We thank you today. We thank you today, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do. We thank you today. We thank you, Lord God, for being able, Lord God, to even recognize that you are God. God, we thank you for even being able to recognize and be cognizant of the fact that there is a Redeemer. His name is Jesus, and we thank you today. We thank you for our life, our health, our strength. We thank you, Lord God, for this planet. We thank you for where we live, wherever it is that we live. We thank you for where we live. We thank you, Lord God, that we are learning to be content in whatever situation we find ourselves in, because we give you the praise, the glory, and the thanksgiving for it. Your word has declared that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you today, Lord God, that you fill our heart with such joy and thankfulness that we bow down before you and worship you and thank you. Lord God, we thank you for every person, Lord God, with an ear to hear the word of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who have been called to teach and to preach and to evangelize the word of the Lord. We thank you for the fivefold ministry. We thank you for those that sing, that dance, Lord God, for those that teach, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the food we eat, for the houses we live in, for the clothes we wear, God, for transportation. We thank you today. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister G. We thank you for this great woman of God, this missionary that you've sent, Lord God, to declare the word of the Lord throughout the entire earth. We thank you. We bless you. We thank you for every person on this show, those that have come on, those that still come on, those that will come on. We thank you. We thank you for this woman of God today, God, Minister Keisha Baldwin, bringing the word of God, bringing us, God, into clarity and understanding. We thank you for people that know how to pour into us, and we thank you for giving us, God, a heart to receive what you have given out. We thank you for these United States. We thank you, Lord God, for the president. God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that are in government. Lord God, just say pray for those that are government officials. Lord God, we don't say anything against them. But, God, we pray, Lord God, that they would have the mind and the heart to do what you have called them to do, that every person is in a position where you place them. You know when to put up one. You know when to take down another. You know when to do it. And, Father, we just bless you. We pray for the Feast of Jerusalem. And, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would continue with each of us. We pray for every ministry, every pastor that is represented here on this radio show. And, God, we just give you praise and glory and honor for everything. For as your word hath declared, we will obey in everything, give thanks unto the Lord. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Auntie. Oh, my God, I thank God for awesome prayer, praise, and thanksgiving to the Lord. And I have my daughter on, Missionary Latrina Bell. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister G. I thought I'd miss you for a moment there.
Nope. Okay. I saw you when you came on. I thank God for you. So you could go right ahead and say that prayer for us. I thank God for you.
Okay, good morning. It's called a prayer of praise. And this morning when I got up, I just asked the Lord, what would you have me to say? And he led me to some scriptures. So I'm just going to read what he gave me. And it go along with the minister that ministered today, also along with the lady that just prayed. So all of us, it's that we get to get all of us in on the same accord. So it say, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the name of the Lord, praise him the Lord, praise the Lord for his goodness, sing praises unto his name, for he is good and it is pleasant. I will exalt thee, O my God, O King, and I will bless the name forever and ever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And he had made us praise him, the Lord, for he is good, and his goodness endure forever, for his wonderful works unto the children of men. And I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. All thy works shall praise the Lord. O Lord, I will. All thy saints shall praise thee. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Praise him, praise him, praise his name in a dance. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Praise him. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Missionary Bell. I appreciate that prayer of praise unto the Lord. Those great words from the Holy Word. Amen, amen. Well, thank everybody this morning. Miss Ludell, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. And you all?
We're doing good.
We're so happy to have you on. Thank you, God.
Amen. You feel like singing a song of praise this morning?
Shoutly. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to sing something referring to the message and the prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, cause you've been so good. You've been so good. Yes, you've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord, where you want me up this morning. You woke me up. You woke me up. And I just want to thank you, Lord. So that's it. Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful, Miss Liddell. We are thanking the Lord this morning for his great goodness, for his mercy, and for everything. It says, in everything, give thanks. But this is the will of the Lord. We're happy to have you, Miss Liddell. How you been feeling?
I've been feeling very good, thank God. You know, that God is still good. You know, I'm recalling what the lady said in the message. No matter what we're going through with, we're still supposed to thank God. And that's what I try to do, thank him even when I'm hurting or sorry or whatever, because he knows all about it.
Amen.
He knows all about it. So we just have to thank him for that cover that goes on us at night, that bed we sleep in. You know, we have to thank him because he knows all about it. He still is good, good, good.
Amen, amen. He is. He's awesome and powerful. And
yes,
even
ma'am.
No matter what, people sleeping on the streets. Thank you, man. You know, just everyone, thank you for life and abundant life.
Yes.
Thank you for the peace in our lives and our household.
Yes, sir. Every day.
Well, you know, I thank the Lord for each of you this morning. You know what? Salvation comes forth this morning. We're thanking the Lord for what he's doing in our lives and that he saved us. You know, everyone's not saved.
Mm-hmm.
But now the Lord is calling everybody to repent and be saved.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank the Lord for his word. It says, you know, in Romans 10:9-10, if we confess with our mouth that the Lord Jesus and that we shall believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. All right, so we're thanking the Lord for his word. Anybody on not saved this morning, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. All right, looks like everybody's saved, and I'm sure nobody's backslidden. You know, we have to be really, really careful. You know, there's a, you know, sometimes you ever call a number, and it says you call the number, and then a voice come on, and it says choose option 1 if you want this, choose option 2 if you want that. But you know what? Backsliding is not an option. We can't choose no option to backslide. We have to move forward. We have to draw close to our God. We draw nigh to him. He draw nigh to the time to backslide. So I thank the Lord.
Thank you.
What he's doing in all of our lives. And you know what? He knows everything that we're going through.
Yes.
He knows us by the number of hairs upon our head. We got to stay close to God. You know what? You look at the news. It'll run you into the presence of God. If it won't run you into the presence, the devil going to snatch you if he ain't already got you. So we got to stay close to our God and always reverence him, always continuously praise him, giving him glory, giving him thanks. So let's continually say hallelujah to the Most High God. Let's bless his name and honor him. Well, testimony time. Anybody got a brief testimony about the goodness of the Lord they want to share this morning? All right, Brother David got one. Hallelujah. Thank God for the man of God, Brother David. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Sister G. How are you this beautiful God-given day?
I'm thanking the Lord every day for his goodness, his mercy.
Come on, all right. I got a testimony that God allowed me to make people laugh, and I just want to thank God for that.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David.
Thank you, Sister.
How's your family?
Everybody's doing good, maintaining it. The constant struggle is popping up, but you know, all we can do is focus on God. Just strength and pain. When there's pain, there's growth. You might not like how it feels, but God got a plan that you don't really know about. You just got to trust in God. That's all I can say, Sister G. But he let all of us wake up and breathe this morning and give us another opportunity. And we know that he created us to win. God created us for good. And don't let nobody else convince you differently. Everybody got a special talent in them. And when they find it and they feel it and they know it's from God and they just hone in on it, everything just lays out for you. But it's not going to be an easy journey. You already know that, Sister G. But God is good. God is good.
Yes, he sure is good. And we got to thank him for all of that, too. So I thank the Lord for you and your family this morning. Did you say something, Ms. Liddell? Oh, I thought, Ms.
Hello?
Did you say something?
Hello?
Oh, okay. Did you say something, Ms. Liddell?
Oh, I just want to say a few words, shortly, hopefully, that I just, you know, like to thank God for waking me up this morning. But you know what? Not only this morning, but for 93 mornings, he has waken me up. And
93
during the 93 years, he been good. And I want to thank him for my family. I was thanking for my friends. And I want to thank him for my enemies as well, because he created my enemy as well as he did all of us. And I still want to thank God for him, and I still want him to know that I still love them.
Amen, amen. What an awesome testimony. Well, we have, I think it's Sister Pat on this morning. Good morning. You have a testimony?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for Bible Storyland. I thank God for the word that came forth, and I thank God for each and every participant this morning. And I just thank the Lord for all that he is doing in my life, and he is just truly showing himself mighty, manifesting himself greatly. And he's just giving me the desires of my heart. And on the 29th of this month, my son will be installed as a steward at his church, and probably sometime next week I'll be getting a computer, and then the end of the month I'll be getting a washer and dryer. And to God be the glory for the thing that he is doing in my life.
Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Great things our God is doing for his people. Hallelujah. Well, I'm so grateful for your son becoming a great leader in the church, and I pray blessings upon him and that he will be faithful
Amen.
To God all the days of his life. What an honor it is to be installed as a leader, rolling up his sleeve, working in the church. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Sister Pat.
No,
well,
you're welcome.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just said you're welcome.
All right, it's prayer time this morning. So press 1 if you haven't pressed 1 already, so we can pray. Hallelujah.
I'll go and do my prayer right away. We need to be praying. I saw an email yesterday on a list about some of the people similar to David that our comedians have to be conscious of what they make jokes about. So,
oh, okay.
Go ahead.
All right. We'll pray for comedians to praise the Lord. Comedians that praise the Lord, like Brother David. Amen. Thank you, Sister Karen. Anybody else? Prayer request. Well, look, y'all can take turns praying for me. If don't nobody else need prayer, I know I do. All right. Looks like everybody is prayed up. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. He's doing great things in our lives. Amen. Go ahead.
Hello. I take some extra breath. Well, I gotta let the mother go first. You say hello.
Okay, go ahead, Miss Liddell.
Okay, I would like for you to pray for this family in New Ellerton, South Carolina, that lose his daughter and two children, 2 and 1 years old, and a house fire last week. Her family, her mother, the mother, and two children. So I just ask you all to pray for them, for the families. I don't know them, but I heard it on the news, and it just really touched me. And I just ask prayer, continue asking prayer for them, please.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. Brother David?
Sister Gia, I ask to continue prayer for myself and for others to realize that the potential of our mind. I know we focus on our spirit. That is a very important thing. But God also wants us to use our mind. And if we're not careful, then mankind programs us. And a lot of people are programmed to think a certain way, and it limits them. If they truly know their creator and they truly trust their creator, then they begin to be more focused and their eyes become open. And just because your eyes are open to a certain knowledge doesn't mean that you have to diverge that knowledge. But you should know deep inside that whoever created you to enjoy life to its fullest. So, and I strongly focused on put no man before me. So I just pray that everybody seek a close relationship to God and they honestly ask for knowledge, strength, and wisdom.
Amen. I don't know if you were on this morning when the word the Lord gave me this morning was he wanted us to be set free from wrong mindsets, wrong thinking. Were you on at that time?
Yes, ma'am. I was on, but I was around and about the house. We trying to get these taxes straightened out. And I have a phone in the laundry room, and I was ironing a shirt. I got two shows today. One is for the teenager. There was a teenage girl that was killed in a drive-by, and I think it's been a while, but they started a foundation for her. So the guy in charge felt like it's time to give him a little comedy at the beginning. And then later on tonight, I got a jazz show that I get to do a little 5 minutes right before the jazz show. And last night, I was in this church where the Holy Ghost just went loose over there off of Osceola Street. But they let the Holy Ghost out before I got up to do comedy. You know, it's hard. People get that spirit in them. Then you got to bring them back from, you know, you don't want to take them away from God. But it's hard to go from being full of God and that spirit and then all of a sudden say, okay, now I need you to laugh at myself. See, and I just thank God for allowing me to be able to go in an environment and provide laughter in an environment like that. But, you know, I try to have a message in my comedy. So, you know, every individual is accountable for their own action. When you go before God, you're going to have to stand and answer for what you're doing in life. You can't blame it on nobody else. It's going to fall on you. And people need to know that.
Yes, indeed. Sometimes that's difficult. You know, we want to point the finger and say, well, if my mama taught me this, my daddy taught me that, they should have done this. So I understand. But, you know, this morning I was talking about wrong mindsets, how God wanted to deliver us from wrong mindsets. And some of the scriptures was Proverbs 2:21-2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the heart. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way to a man, but the end there are of the ways of death. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Mm-hmm. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It should be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. So I thank the Lord for giving me that this morning. All
right. Amen, Sister G. I did hear you on that part. I love those scriptures in Proverbs, and I also like that one in Proverbs. I can't quote the location right now, but it says, a man going are of the Lord. How then can a man know his own ways? That's in Proverbs. I used to know the exact location. But
all right.
Thank you, Sister G.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you. All right, prayer time. Anybody else? Prayer. Press 1. Need prayer. All right, well, we're going to pray this morning. Apostle G, you ready to help me this morning?
Excuse me, one second, Sister G. This is Jackie.
Oh,
I was in the living room. Can you please pray for my senior citizens and my family?
All right.
Safe travel. Thank you.
All righty. You still there, Apostle G?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. We're getting ready to pray. Hallelujah. Let me see. Hold on here. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name. We praise your name this morning. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor G, if you could pray for Minister Donna Hawkins, her mother and her mother-in-law, and their family for safe travel. And then I'm going to pray for comedians that honor God. And we'll go from there.
Okay. Just before I pray, let me give you, I was thinking about testimony. I thank God for technology. You know, when all this stuff first came out, computers, cell phones, all this stuff, they were for the devil. But I thank God for the technology, because the wisdom God has given man, we would not be able to be on a radio show at our various locations, all of us at one time, without the technology. So I just thank God for him using technology to increase his word, that his word will go out throughout all the earth. And I just give him praise and glory, because it's not of the devil, it's God. And even if it was of the devil, God know how to requite it for his own good and for the good of his people. And I just thank him this morning.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just bless and praise your glorious name. For you are God, and there is no other. We know no other. We don't want to know another God. We have been found of you, and we want to stick with you and stay with you and cleave to you in all our ways and all our doing. And therefore, we acknowledge you. We acknowledge that you are God, that you are over us, and that you are Lord. Not only is Jesus Savior, but he is Lord. He holds the key to our place. And we welcome him in at any time. Father, I lift up, Lord God, the family, Lord God, that is going to be traveling, that they have safe travel, that they have angels of mercy to go with them, Lord God. I pray for their vehicles, that everything is in running order. Lord God, from one end to the other, from top to bottom, Lord God, that no one is lost, no one, they don't run out of gas, no one is off track, but everybody, Lord God, would be filled with the goodness of the Lord, and they would go in peace and joy. And Lord God, that you would shine light upon their path. You would show them which way to go. You would give them the safest route, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray that when they get to where they're going, that all is well. And God, that they bring joy with them and are met with joy. Lord God, that they would even be as Mary and Elizabeth, that their babies would leap, Lord God, that they would celebrate, Lord God, the life, Lord God, that you have given them, that everything would be found in perfect order, Lord God, that each one, Lord God, would be able to, as your word declare, that iron would sharpen iron, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that even people that were not saved, that when they get to their destination, Lord God, that those that they've been praying for, that their prayers would be answered. I pray for their health, Lord God, that everybody would go in great health. Lord God, that you would not leave behind anything necessary, and that you would provide all that they need. And I just give you praise and glory and honor that they would have enough gas, that all the cars would be checked, every vehicle, Lord God, would be in great running order. And I just bless you and praise you, Lord God, that the angel of the Lord goes before them, making every crooked path straight. And I thank you. I thank you for their finances being in order. I thank you, Lord God, that they will be awake, God, that they will be alert. And God, I just thank you and praise you for this family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we bless you this morning. We honor you. We thank you that you are the King of glory, King of glory, King of glory, King of glory. And Father, I thank you that you created joy. You created laughter, and laughter is good for our soul. And Father, we pray, Lord God, for godly comedians like Brother David, oh God, that they would honor you with the words that they speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that people will not take it so seriously, oh God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, they will be able to even laugh at themselves when jokes come about them. I thank you that I come up against cruel words spoken out of comedians' mouths, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be mindful of the feelings of others in the name of Jesus. So we just bless and honor you, and we thank you for laughter. We thank you for joy, which is our strength in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Apostle G, can you pray for Miss Ludell's request, the woman who died with her two children in the fire? Pray for that family.
Please.
We bless and praise you, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you are God over everything. There's not a circumstance, situation, place, or people or things that happen that you are not aware of. And we ask you, Lord God, that you would impart it to this husband, to this family, Lord God, your joy, your comfort, Lord God. You say for the cloak of heaven that you would give us a garment of praise, and for mourning you would give forth dancing. And I ask you to do it in this family. Bring forth your comfort that goes beyond understanding, that goes beyond comprehension. Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to give this family what you gave me in the death of Gantlin. Lord God, that everything is going to be all right, that we were born, Lord God. We came here dying. And, Lord God, this is not our final place, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you will put this father in remembrance of this, that husband, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, all the family members. And, Lord God, out of death, Lord God, I ask that life be brought forth. If there's anybody not saved in this family, out of this they would be saved. Those that are saved will get a greater anchor in you. And those that are filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord God, will begin to speak over this family in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Mother Lucia, Lord God, that she would even have the mind, Lord God, to want to have request prayer for people that she does not really know. But God, it is in her heart to love. And God, we just bless you and praise you, God, for every family, every bereaved family. We pray for their comfort in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Father, we lift up Brother David this morning, oh God, in his request about our mindsets, oh God. Oh, Father God, help us to have the mind of Christ and keep our mind stayed on you, oh God. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we will keep our minds fixed on your word, meditate on your word morning, noon, and night. And, Father, you said, let us think on these things, whatsoever is true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, that we would think on these things. And I thank you for cleansing our minds, that we might think holy thoughts, righteous thoughts unto you, O God. And we bless you today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You pray for Jackie and the senior citizens and her family, and they're getting ready to travel to Paducah.
Yeah.
You there, Apostle?
Yes, ma'am. Repeat.
Could you pray for Jackie, Travis, and the senior citizens that she take care of, and they're getting ready to travel to Paducah, Kentucky? Could you pray? And her husband's birthday celebration's coming up.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray for the Travis household, Lord God, for those that's connected to Jackie Travis. Lord God, we ask you, Father God, that you would look down upon them and find them favorable in your sight, that you would, Lord God, call strong mercy angels for them. Lord God, that every senior, Lord God, would make sure that they carry with them their medications, Lord God, that they would drink plenty of water, that they would eat right, Father, as they travel, Lord God, that even her husband, Lord God, would find in you favor, Lord God, that you would be around this husband as a wall of fire. Lord God, that you would use him greatly and mightily for your kingdom. And Lord God, I ask, Lord God, that you would bring God them closer together, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would move, rule, and super rule in their lives. Lord God, that they would truly be the king and queen of their household and in their community, Father God, even with the people that Travis works with, Lord God, that they would look upon her, Lord God, as she is an angel of the Most High God. I pray, Lord God, traveling mercy angels that you would send forth, Lord God. Bring them out in joy, return them in joy, and Father, that it would be a great celebration, that you would, they would find everything in order. And Lord God, even as I said before, that they, those that they've been praying for, seeking you for, that they would find that you have answered them in a great and mighty way. And Father, I just bless you that everything would be in order. Their finances, their vehicles, Lord God, the food they need, whatever it is that you have already made provision, that you have already mapped out the route for them. And Father, we just give you praise and glory and honor for their going there, having a great time and safe return. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well,
amen.
The thing that they want to share this morning is closing time. Anybody have anything they want to share this morning? It's closing time on Bible Storyland.
I just thank God for your program. Thank God for waking me up. Like I told you, I won't be on your program every Saturday. But as often as I can, I will be on. I just thank God for the word today. I thank God for the word that came from you about us and our ability to correct our wrong thinking. That we don't have to stay in wrong thinking, that we can change, that we are not always right, and we must humble down, and we must let go of arrogant spirits. I thank God for the word from the young lady, Ms. Baldwin. I thank God for her in praise and identifying and clarifying that what praise is and what worship is. I just thank God. Thank God for every person that sang today. I just thank God for each and every one of you, for Brother Emmanuel. I thank God for you because the Word of God, you're just producing what the Word says, that medicine, that life is medicine for the soul. I thank God for you. I pray that God will continue to use you and give you greater audiences that will be able to understand that laughter is important. I went on an interview sometime way about 40 years ago, and the man asked me what was my greatest strength. I told him laughter. And he asked me how could I say that, and I told him everything's funny to me, including death. It's funny to me. We're out of here. And I got the job because of my answer. When I got, he had me to come back to sign some papers. He said, I forgot to ask you, what is your greatest weakness? I say laughter, because sometimes I laugh at things that's not funny to other people, but it's funny to me. So I just thank God for laughter. I thank God for being able to laugh. I thank God for having a mind to receive the things of God. And I pray that each and every one of you would be multiplied in the things of God, that you increase in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that you go forth in the power of the Most High without fear, without compromise, that you be obedient to all that God has said, and that your hopes and your dreams will come to pass as you continue to run hard after God's heart.
Amen. I thank you for those words. That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Amen.
You know, I'm just so grateful that the Lord, you know, chose us and anoints us. And like you said, I thank God for laughter. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. God's love is amazing. He loves us in spite of our humanness. You know we're human, but we are as dust. You know we are clay. He's molding us, shaping us. And I thank God that he sent Jesus to bring us from our ways to his ways. His ways are righteous and holy. He is almighty. He's a great God. He's a God of the impossible. So don't limit him. You say, oh, I don't know if this can be done. Yes, God can do it if he chooses. Don't limit the Almighty. Nothing is impossible. So we look forward to hearing from you next Saturday. We'll be Children's Day. Tell your children, your grandchildren, their friends, all the children to come on next Saturday, 9 a.m., 1-619-789-4313 is the number. And God loves you. You know I love you, but he is almighty. He has a greater love for you. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. Celebrate God. Honor God. Yeah. Obey God. Don't forget the first commandment. God wants you to love him with all your heart, soul, and strength. Love y'all. Bye-bye.